This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sane. All states and UTs expresses their unanimous solidarity and the support to the armed forces on the Operation Sindoor during the governing council meeting of the Niti Aayog in Delhi yesterday. Briefing the media and Niti Aayog, the CEO, the BVR Subramaniam, said that the anger over what happened in Pahalgam and the everybody empowered and commended the role and the valor of the defense forces and the leadership of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Subramaniam said that during the MIS meeting, the Prime Minister stressed that achieving the goal of the Viksit Bharat would require the strength of Team India, which was known during the Operation Sindoor.
Operation Sindoor is not a show of army strength. It has to be converted to social strength because society came out and supported our action. Similarly, Viksit Bharat is not the idea of a chief minister or an individual or anybody in the system. It has to get converted into a people's movement.
In the meeting, Prime Minister Narendra Modi asked the states to develop at least one tourist destination per state at par with the global standards and by providing all facilities and infrastructure. During the 10th Governing Council meeting of the Niti Aayog in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister emphasized on one state, one global destination, saying that it would lead to the development of the neighboring cities as tourist places. The delegation led by the Congress MP Shashi Tharoor has arrived in the US, and the 6th delegation led by the NCP SP MP Subramania Sule has also been reached in Qatar. The multi-party delegation also tasked to put forward with India's stand against terrorism before the world and have gone all out in their outreach to put their India's zero-tolerance stance against terrorism. All-party delegation led by the DMK MP Kanimori, which was in the Moscow yesterday, addressed a joint press conference at the Indian Embassy in Russia. Ms. Kanimori strongly put forward with the Pahalgam terror attack, which was done by the terrorists who were infiltrated by the Indian territory from Pakistan. Meanwhile, the high-level delegation led by the Shiv Sena MP Dr. Shrikant Shinde was concluded their visit in the United Arab Emirates and now is proceeding with the Democratic Republic of Congo, and we have a report.
After underscoring India's firm zero-tolerance stance on terrorism in the UAE, the Shrikant Shinde-led delegation has now left for Congo. Before leaving, the delegation extended gratitude to the UAE leadership for their unwavering support to India in the fight against terrorism. On the other hand, the Bejent Panda-led delegation arrived in Bahrain earlier. The delegation will also visit Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Algeria to showcase India's continued fight against terrorism. Meanwhile, the delegation to Japan led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha has successfully completed the first leg of its tour and reached Seoul in South Korea. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Interacting with the members of the Indian diaspora at the assembly and the embassy of Japan, Mr. Jha clearly explained the role of Pakistan in the gruesome terror attacks in Pahalgam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad with the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 102nd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the Akashvani and the Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on Air mobile app. It will be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, the DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. In Jammu and Kashmir, and the government has ordered the temporary suspension of the mobile internet service till the 27th of May in parts of Bardewai in the Dura districts over the part and likely misuse of the anti-national elements to disrupt the public order. A correspondent reports that the Home Department ordered in the suspension of the mobile internet service on the 37 mobile towers, 19 on the Reliance Jio and the 18 on the Airtel of the recommendation of the IGP Jammu and Kashmir zone. And that is the end of this news bulletin.